Well, tonight we're going to be looking at the name Jehovah Magain. It looks like Magain, and I've said Magain most of my life, but I was listening to the Hebraic pronunciation today, and the guy says Magain. So, Magain, Magain. So anyway, Jehovah Magain, the Lord, my shield. Comes from Deuteronomy 33:29. Oops, go back if you don't mind. Back to that one because it was up at the top. Blessed are you, Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord. He is your shield and your helper, your glorious sword. Your enemies will cower before you, and you will tread on their heights. Father, I come to you tonight, Lord, and ask that you will just reveal the things about your name that help us understand how awesome you really are. This characteristic is amazing, a beautiful name, a name that shows us and tells us that you are our shield, the covering that we need in a world that just continually bombards us. You're our shield, our portion. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to study your name tonight. And I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. God, who is my shield. That word shield literally comes from a Hebrew word, that magen, magain, let me say it right, magain, that means covering, buckler, and shield. Now, a buckler was what held the shield together, by the way. It's what they used to use. And the shield, of course, is the protective covering. And God is trying to say to us, He is our covering. Well, when you think of coverings, what do you think of? I immediately think of the covering on the Ark of the Covenant, which was the atonement seat, and then the covering that we have by the blood of Jesus that covers us. He's our shield. When God looks at me, He doesn't see me anymore. He sees Jesus. Thank the Lord, right? When He looks at you, He doesn't see you. He sees Jesus because I'm covered by His blood. He is my shield, and it's just a beautiful picture that even to the people of Israel, they felt like God was their covering. They could not be defeated because everywhere they went in the name of God, they were victorious. And as long as they followed God and were obedient to Him, it continually worked that way. It's the same way for us. We're covered. We're made new and whole and fresh, and God is covering us. And if we'll just walk in Him, we will see victory after victory after victory in our lives. God, who is my shield. First of all, He shields me from the enemy. There's no doubt that we live in a world where there is an enemy who hates us, who can't stand us, who wants to get rid of us, wants to hurt us, harm us, tear us down, ruin our reputation, do anything he can do. But God, who is my shield, shields me from the enemy. Psalm chapter 3, verses 2 and 3 says it like this. Many are saying to me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord, are a shield around me. You're my glory, the one who lifts my head high. You know, when David penned that, he was saying, he was living a life of brokenness, running from the one who was king trying to kill him. And he says, you're my shield. You're going to deliver me. People are saying you're not going to, but you are the shield that's around me. You're my glory. You're the one who lifts my head high. Ephesians chapter 6. Now this is really interesting. I'm telling you a little bit about it after we read through this in just a second. Ephesians 6 verses 12 and 13. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. It's against rulers and authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything to stand, And then down in verse 16 it says, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. You know, I have, till today, when God really spoke to my heart, till the day I'd always thought about all the different pieces of my spiritual armor. And I've taught this, the different sections of the spiritual armor. But what God is saying, they're not a bunch of different pieces. It's me. Put me on. And I will be your shield. See, your faith in me, I'll be your shield. And so when you look at every piece of the spiritual warfare, they're all pictures of who he is. He's righteous. We've already gone through that. His breastplate of righteousness. The belt of truth. God is truth. Everything about the spiritual warfare is him. Our shield of faith is not some inanimate object, but it is our mighty warrior, God himself. You see, when I step out in faith, trusting that God is who he says he is and has done what he says he will do, I'm not stepping out on my own. I'm stepping out with him in front of me. He's my shield. Faith is literally wielding the name of God against the evil one. In fact, when you think about that, all through Scripture, when it talks about using the name of Jesus, what happens? The evil ones flee. Always. Always. You speak the name of Jesus and Satan has to leave. It's a beautiful picture when you think about what God is really saying to us. He's saying, listen, just put me on. I've already bought you with the price. I've already covered you by the blood. But just now, put on the mind of Christ. Put on the spiritual armor, which is me, and I'll be your shield. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. You see, Abram was pretty upset because he realized that when he made that covenant with God and God made that covenant with him, he wasn't going to be able to keep his part. What did God say to him? Don't be afraid, Abram. I'm your shield. I can take care of this. I can protect you. I can watch over you. I can keep you from all enemies. I can do this all because I am Jehovah Magain. 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 3, and then verse 31. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, David's saying. He's my stronghold, my refuge, and my Savior. From violent people, you save me. As for God, his way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in him. You see, every time this word is used in the Old Testament, it also talks about the Lord's word. The word of God. And who is the word of God, by the way? Jesus. And so it all makes a beautiful connection here. God, who is my shield, he shields me, first of all, from the enemy. But second of all, he also shields me from myself. This is what I need a lot. You see, as we abide in him, he becomes our protective shield that surrounds us and protects us even from our own selfish desires. Psalm 3:3 says it like this. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. Not in pride. What that literally means is, Lord, you're the one who makes me look up and see you. You see, because if we walk around in this world like we do sometimes with our head down and woe is me, and I can't believe I got all this to do, and you know, and then so and so said this, and then I just did something stupid. And I mean, when we walk around like that, we miss everything that God's trying to do. We are to walk around realizing that He is our shield. He's protecting me even from myself. And as we take refuge in Him, we're protected by the impenetrable shield of God Himself. When we take refuge in Him, when we abide in Him, when we stay in Him, when we live in Him, when we breathe and think in Him, He's protecting us. Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord's my strength. He's my shield. My heart trusts in Him. Literally, that word trust means I put all my weight in Him. I don't trust in myself for anything. I trust in Him, and He helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song, I praise Him. Have you been in points of your life where you knew you just had to trust Him completely? It seemed like everything was out of your hands. That's where God wants us to be always. Psalm 91, verse 4 says it like this. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you'll find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. His faithfulness will be your shield. When has God not been faithful? Never. So is His shield penetrable? No way. Because He's always been faithful. He'll always be faithful. As we release our wants and desires and allow Him to give us His wants and desires, we experience the peace of God. Now look at this, Psalm 37, verse 4. You probably all know this verse. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your heart. And most people look at that and they say, well, you know, if I delight myself in God, then He'll give me anything I want. But that's not what it says. What it says is He'll give you the desires of your heart. In other words, He'll give you to desire what He's already wanting you to desire. If we'll delight ourselves in Him, we'll want what He wants. If we stay in Him, and as He shields us, He is shielding us from ourselves. Psalm 119, 114. You are my hiding place and my shield. I wait, there it is again, for Your word. If you ever wanted to just kind of get away? Just alone time, just so you could listen and be with Him? That's where He wants you to be. Because it's there that He can speak to our hearts. It's there that He gets our attention. It's there that He speaks through His Word. It's there that He lets us realize what an amazing shield He is around us. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5. Every word of God is tested. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him. It kind of makes me think that part of His shield is right here. As we take God's Word and as we continue to hide it in our hearts, as we continue to meditate on it, as we continue to put it into practice in our lives, we realize that we have a shield around us because of that. And Jehovah Magain is our shield. He shields us from the enemy, and He shields us from ourselves. Secondly, God is also the shield. What do I mean by that? Well, I want us to see the purpose and the promise and the provision of the shield. First of all, the purpose of the shield is to protect. We need protection. And here's the reason why. The world hates us, and so does the evil one. Just like God has a plan for your life and for my life, I believe Satan also has a plan. The reason I know that is because Scripture says the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy. He wants to take us down. He wants to ruin our reputation. He wants to ruin our witness. He wants to ruin everything about us because he can't have us He can keep us from being a good witness to somebody else. So he wants to take us down. But I have Jehovah McGain. He's my shield. And as I walk in him, as I read him, as I speak to him, as I live in him, I can live in a place where he'll shield me from the enemy, from the evil one. When we walk outside the shield of God, we are subject to the attacks of the devil, and that can happen in a heartbeat. It can happen in a heartbeat. I used to love the illustration that Bill Gothard used of his umbrella. He says, as long as we stay underneath the umbrella of God's authority in our life, Satan can rain down all the stuff that he wants to, but I'm protected because I'm underneath the authority of God. But as soon as I choose to step out from underneath that umbrella of authority, Satan can get at me. And he can't kill me. He can't make me lose my salvation, but he can sure make me lose my witness, and he can make me lose my temper, and he can make me lose all kinds of things when I'm not walking under the authority of God. God's my shield. He's my cover. He's my protection. Whether he's here or over here or in here, he's my shield. The purpose of the shield is to protect. The promise of the shield. I love these passages. Genesis chapter 28, verse 15. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go. And I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. You see, God keeps his word. Always. Always, 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 always. And he says, I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. And by the way, this world can come up with all kinds of philosophies and thoughts about how the world began, how the creation was, or, you know, all they can come up with all kinds of stuff. But when you read God's Word, you can take every single part of this to the bank because it has happened and it will happen. And when all the things in the last book happen, there's going to be a bunch of people that go, man, I wish I'd have listened. I wish I would have listened. Because God's word is true and it will take place. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And the picture there is the Lord your God, Jehovah Magain, he's going before you. He's your shield. I'm sure Joshua and the Israelites were pretty scared to cross the Jordan River, to go into this land of the Malachites and Hittites and Perizzites and stoplights and all the other lights. And you know, I'm sure they were not thinking this was going to be an easy job. But God says, I'm going to go with you. In fact, I will be your shield. I'll be your buckler. I'll be your refuge. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. You know, it's good for us to remind ourselves of those things. We are not in this alone. Sometimes we feel like we are. Sometimes we feel like nobody cares. Nobody wants to hear about God. Nobody, you know, cares about the things of God. But you know what? God says, I'm going to go with you. But the word is go. I'm going to go with you. That means I've got to be going too. Psalm 91. I'm going to read that one because it's a long one. And I just pulled my sheet out of that page, so I'm going right back to it. I love this. In fact, there was a period of time that I read this particular psalm every single morning. It says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He'll save us from the fowler's snare, from deadly pestilence. He will cover you, shield you with His feathers, and under His wings you'll find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 might fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You'll only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent. He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all of your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You'll trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I'll deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Every single part of that psalm gives us a picture of a God who loves us so much that He is willing to shield us from everything that comes against us in this life. He is the promise of the shield. The purpose of the shield was to protect. Lastly is the provision of the shield. What does that mean right now for us? Well, the first part of John 10:10 says the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But the second part says that I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. You know, when I was growing up, I used to hear people talking about the abundant life. You know, I used to hear that talked about a lot. Don't hear much about that anymore. I wonder why. Probably because a lot of people aren't experiencing the abundant life. But literally what it means is I'm walking in a daily basis in His presence, and I'm experiencing His life within me. That's abundance. Because everything He does in abundance. When I walk in my power, in my... It ain't good, believe me. Psalm 103, 3 through 5. He forgives all your sins. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. He satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. He is providing for us all those things. He's forgiving us. He's healing us. He's redeeming us. He's loving us. He's satisfying us. Every part of what we want is Him. Psalm chapter 1. Love this passage as well. Blessed is the one who doesn't walk in step with the wicked or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditates on His law day and night. That person is like a tree that's planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They're like the chaff the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over, there's that picture again, the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. Again and again and again in Scripture, God is showing us that when we try to go out there on our own, we are going to face the evil one. But when we go in His power, in His might, in faith in Him, covered by His shield, we are covered. Make no mistake, the enemy wants to attack. Make sure that our testimony is invalid and weak. But it's in that place of abiding where God covers and protects and produces in us, what? His glory. That's what He wants. He wants us to bring Him glory. He is our glorious shield, Jehovah Magen. Amen. Amen.